Hello, everyone, and welcome to Indianapolis, more specifically, the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. We'll be covering it for you over the next few days, and Wes and Spoff, both of you are Combine veterans. What interests you most about the process?
Yeah, Larry, seeing how all these guys react to the spotlight, I mean, this event has grown so much over the years. The spotlight is shining so brightly on them. So not just how they handle the media interviews and those kind of things, but also having everybody staring at them when they're doing the bench press, the vertical, the 40-yard dash, the broad jump. It's such a big moment, I think really gives you an idea of what kind of player you're dealing with at the next level.
Spoff, how about you?
Yeah, well, I like to get a little bit of look into these guys' personalities. When they answer questions from reporters, some guys like to put on a show. Some guys are a little more guarded. They tell some personal stories. We can watch all the highlights on the internet, all the tape that we want, but you finally get a chance to get a sense of their personalities, at least a little bit.
Now, more fan involvement this year at the Combine. I know you two are purists. How do you feel about that?
It's different. It's been something when I walked up to here and seeing how they've really expanded this thing. I'm so used to that little hospitality suite over at Lucas Oil Stadium. Now this thing's really ventured out, branched out. It'll be interesting to see once everybody gets in here what the atmosphere is like, but certainly it's a big change from what it used to be.
Spoff?
Well, some of these fans, they're going to buy their ticket to come in here and do their bench press and run their 40-yard dash, and then they're going to go outside and look for an agent to sign them up and get them into the NFL. Some of these fans, this is serious business.
Now, guys, everybody who's anybody in the NFL is at the Combine. Lots of famous folks. Have you seen anybody famous yet?
You mean other than yourself?
Real funny.
I haven't, but you know, that's one of the things about the Combine that's so interesting. You can walk around here. Everybody in the NFL is here. So seeing, you know, I remember one time getting coffee right next to Jeff Fisher a couple years ago. I mean, just seeing so many different people just intermingling, just being in their environment, it's really an eye-opener.
Spoff, you've gotten lucky yet?
Not yet, but for me,
figure of speech.
Yeah. For me, I always bump into people and I recognize them, and then I can't remember who they are, if they're from TV or if they're a GM from another team or something like that. I'm not the best with faces sometimes, and I get frozen in my tracks, but I'll try to improve this year.
Guys, this is for real. Getting off the elevator at the hotel, who do I run into? Commissioner Goodell.
Whoa.
And you know who he's with? Jason Walters and Sarah Quick. From our PR department. Is that way cool or what?
That's pretty neat. That's a neat little feather in the cap, I think.
They walk in some pretty nice circles, apparently.
Of course, tomorrow's a big day for Packer fans. Could you talk about that, Spoff?
Yeah, well, both general manager Ted Thompson and head coach Mike McCarthy will have their news conferences with the media. First chance to hear from both of the leading men of the Green Bay Packers in quite some time. A lot of questions looking ahead to 2017 and what's in store for the Packers.
All right, we'll have it all for you tomorrow. That's it for now from the Combine. Over and out for Packers.com.